broadcasting for the Honda North Studios. Did you know one blood donation can save three lives? Plan to give blood on Monday, July 16th from noon to 5:30. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or stop into Honda North to schedule an appointment. A few moments of your time could change someone's life. The American Red Cross and Honda North thank you. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of our Grassroots Show. This is Local Music Talk, presented by The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions. I'm Bob Cupp, and we're joined by Utah Burgess, who is the man on the scene this morning. Well, we're recording this Friday morning ahead of the band jam, and we're going to have some special guests talking about the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival that has also been pre-recorded, but we're pre-recorded because we're recovering from the infamous band jam Grassroots Music Festival, but actually speaking to Utah at Cooper's Lake Campground this morning, where he is busily checking people in who are excited to get the weekend started. It's going to be a great weekend of local music, Utah.
Yes, it is, and it's been a while since we've done a remote, so about time we did one here.
Oh, that's right. So on location broadcasting.
On location.
But boy, what a beautiful weekend of weather for the band jam. Very fortunate with that, and just amazing how many people have planned to come out, purchase tickets. And in particular, the camping, it grew last year exponentially and has done so again this year. And I think people are finding out, you know, local music is where it's at. There's a lot of talent in this area, and the facility, Cooper's Lake Campground, is second to none, and it's such a unique destination. I think, you know, everything just kind of all works together very, very well.
Yeah, you know, last night I'm getting to talk to a lot of people from out of state, out of town, pulling in their first time here, first time at Cooper's Lake. They love the place, and it's just fantastic. The sky was beautiful. Was sitting around the campfire with your buddy the mailman last night, just tearing up at the sky, and just getting ready for what's going to happen, or I guess it's already happened, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but by this point, it's in the books for another year, year number six. And of course, it was announced during the event that the Grassy Award went to the first ever repeat winner. Anger the Ant ended up winning the Grassy Award, and we presented that to them on stage. And speaking of that award, you know, that's something very special that has been created uniquely every year by Linda Weber. Does a fabulous job, and I think the musicians really respect the fact that, you know, they've got something very unique. I mean, obviously, it's listener-based, so I'm sure that is very important to them.
You know, it's a one-of-a-kind of award, and she likes to put her creativity into it. And, congratulations, Anger the Ant. Two times, the first one.
Yeah, and a salute to the listeners that took the effort to vote in. It was quite fast and furious between a number of groups throughout the entire month, and Anger the Ant walks away with it. Of course, Shady Lady Productions has been very, very busy. In fact, you even had things going on down in southern Butler County this weekend in addition to the Grassroots Music Festival. But Utah, I know Shady Lady was very, very involved with some of the musical acts that came in to the Big Butler Fair, and that afforded you the opportunity to also present people with some local music appearances.
Yeah, that was fun being a part of the fair this year, bringing in Neil McCoy and Dylan Scott for the opening and closing nights. And, yeah, that opens up an opportunity to put locals on the bill. We had, you know, Joe Patrick and Ford on the floor to open the show for Neil McCoy. And we had our good friend Frank Vieira on the bill with Dylan Scott. So good stuff. And Frank, yeah, it was really cool. He really made an impact. I'll tell you what, the crowd just loved him. He had people lined up at his merch table for an hour plus after his set, and he was just very gracious to everybody who made all that happen for him. He even hung around and helped load subs up at the end of the night. So,
wow.
Talk to your Frank.
That is so cool. Oh, well, that's Frank Vieira, though. Yeah, a very genuine person. We've enjoyed visiting with him live and in person on our show, and he's a heck of a performer, and I'm very glad to hear that. I was on vacation, didn't get a chance to see the show, so I was happy to hear that. I was very disappointed to miss Neil McCoy. I've seen Neil McCoy before, and what a genuine individual he is. You know, he's kind of a grassroots fellow himself.
Yeah, class act. And I also got to give a shout-out to Roy Ramone and all of his guys from Compere Corps for helping put those shows on, too. They were out there you know, 14, 16-hour days, busting their butts, making all that work. So.
Fantastic. Well, we do have some gentlemen that are standing by to visit with here tonight, and that's next weekend's big event musically. If you didn't get enough of the band jam and 2 days of music, well, guess what? You've got 2 more days of music to get down at the Sirius Shrine in Cheswick. The Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Music Festival going to be here, and we're going to visit with three individuals, including Moondog Esser and Mr. John Vento. John, of course, one of the performers Friday night at the Band Jam, but they are the mainstays and part of an incredible group that has brought this back to life, and it's very helpful to the Autism Society, very connected, and they're going to explain all of that for us, and we're actually going to feature the band Spectrum tonight, who is a band, except for I think outside of one member, all are on the autism spectrum. So it's going to be a pretty cool opportunity.
We gave away some tickets to that during the band jam.
Well, let's get to some music so that we can move on and talk about the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival and something that I hope didn't happen to you at the band jam over the weekend.
Well, I heard you guys talking about me on the radio, some rumors you've heard and whatnot, so I guess it's very possible this could have happened, but I say we throw on some Frank Vieira and his song Warm Beer.
All right. Yeah, we'll give a shout-out to Frank again. And also, out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio, which is, by the way, our first segment sponsor here, and it was great to see the band Meat Hook make their debut over the weekend at the Band Jam, Meat Locker Recording Studio. Give Jim Harpell a call, and he can get you on to the Grassroots Show via your music, just like he has with the band Wanted Illusions. And these are some young men, actually, who are still in high school. They're a trio and from kind of a wider area. Brooks Sharkins is the guitarist and vocalist. He's from Russellton. He's 18 years of age. Another 18-year-old is Caleb Mann. He's from Greensburg. He's the drummer. And Tom Preston is a bassist and is from Butler, and he's only 17. They've been playing together a little over a year now. They are known as Wanted Illusions, and they've got a song called Angel that was recorded by Jim Harpell down at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. So Frank Vieira and Wanted Illusions kick off our show tonight. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Well, they're half stone cold. They're laid back in a cooler, kicking it in the chill zone. Yeah, but in real life, it just ain't that way. Sometimes a 12-ounce can is sitting on a shelf now for 3 days. But I say one beer,
one beer,
it's better than no beer,
no beer.
I'll take it lying around, that sun beating down, and I'll drink your beer,
no beer.
Yeah, closing time, when I'm still thirsty here, I say one beer, is better than no beer. And when you wake up in the morning, yeah, after time wore on, and there's a Bud Light on the counter, and all your water's gone, well, you can't try to fight it, you got a powerful thirst. Temperature on a counter, yeah, hell, it could be worse. So I say
one beer
is better than no beer.
No beer.
I'll take it lying around, but that sun beating down, and I'll drink your beer.
No beer.
Yeah, closing time, when I'm still thirsty here. I say
one beer
is better than no beer.
jigsaw. Better than no beer.
No beer.
I'll take it lying around with that sun beating down, and I'll drink your beer.
Your beer.
Yeah, closing time. When I'm still thirsty here,
woo.
I'd say
one beer
is better than no beer. Than no
fear.
I'll take it land around with that sun beating down, and I'll drink your beer.
No,
yeah, closing time. When I'm still thirsty here, I'd say
one beer
is better than no beer. It's better than no beer. Oh man. Hey man, let me taste that. Give me two of those. And maybe one of those. That's the good stuff. Hey man, you gotta finish that.
Just the sweetest thing. She makes all my heart sing. When I'm with her in the night, I know everything's gonna be right. She's like my crazy angel, and I know how to treat her right. She had that look on her face. Next thing you know, we're out of place. Give our love, oh, so strong. Me wanna sing this song. This is my crazy angel, and I know how to treat her right. So in her eyes, remind me of the bluest skies. Turns to me and she told me this. Come over here and give me a Christmas smile. My crazy angel, and I know how to treat her right. I said love, holding her so tight. With her, everything's alright.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, July 21st and 22nd at the Sirius Shrine Center Pavilion in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Water Trout, Bernard Allison, John Nemeth, The Gathering Field, Spectrum, Jimbo and the Soup Bones, The Bale Jumpers, and more. Proceeds from this festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh.
We're all in this together.
For more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, and this segment brought to you by the famous Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. Drop on by for a refreshingly good time and enjoy a Man Can special. They are our longest-running sponsor of the show, and we're thankful to have them on board to help present local music talk.
Yep, I was just down there the other day, and they are doing fine, and we just ask you to stop on in there and tell them thank you.
Yeah, tell them. Thank you for supporting local music like they do. And we've got an old friend back in the studio with us here. Mr. John Vento has joined us. We're going to be talking and some other friends about the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival that is coming up here on Saturday, July 21st and Sunday, the 22nd. That's down at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Mr. Vento, good to see you again.
Good to see you, but could you not say old? In the future? Oh, I love you guys.
Our very, very young friend.
Thank you.
Oh, John Vento.
Oh, my God. The newlywed has spoken.
Jeez. He's got with him back again this year to talk about the Blues and Roots Festival, Mr. Ron Moondog Esser. Ron,
how you doing?
I'm good to see you.
See you too.
And I see you have your son, James, with you.
James,
good to have you in as well. And we've got a special guest, Jesse Turiski, as well. Is part of the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. Welcome to the program, Jesse.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk to John first, because I want to give you a pat on the back. The Steamworks Creative you have created is in its infancy right now, but wow, a lot going on, and it sounds like you're having some success with that.
We are, and, you know, it's really donation-driven primarily, because, you know, you guys know how tough it is in this gang. We're not a bar. We're not a restaurant, even though Moondog could tell you about that.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday was very special. We had an autism open mic.
Yeah.
That's one of the events we have once a month, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mary Lou Scherter hosts her Tuesday night sessions, and we have open stages for all ages. And then we have a bunch of shows with artists that you guys know. So, yeah, steamworkscreative.com for information.
Yeah.
I really never intended, nor do I have any interest in being a venue owner, but we have a great team that thankfully has shared the load wonderfully.
That's awesome.
So have you been down there, Bob?
I personally have not been able to, but I've watched a lot of the sessions with Mary Lou because she puts them live on Facebook.
And Noble Hops has been featured, the Shiners, and so many others. July 7th, I'll be there with my acoustic group and Mary Lou and some others. We're going to make a big push for selling tickets for the Grassroots Band Jam.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate
that. Saturday night, July the 7th at Steamworks Creative. We're going to run a big promotion. We're going to give away some tickets and hopefully sell a bunch of tickets.
Awesome.
So,
and, of course, you guys have been a stop-in location for anybody that would want a Band Jam ticket. So.
Yep.
I see, too, the Autism Open Mic. You're going to be returning that on the 29th of this month.
July 29th, so, yes. Yeah.
Good stuff, and that'll continue doing one a month right through September.
One in August, September. Then we'll look at the Steeler schedule.
Okay,
because
that's important.
Yeah, that's important.
Moondog would know all about that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Of course, down at Moondog's, you guys have been bringing in a lot of different acts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good to see.
For a long time too.
Yeah.
30 years. Wow, man.
Has it been that long?
30 years.
I can see it in his face this morning.
Yeah. 30 years.
Oh, that's great. Well, Jesse Turiski is here, and we're going to be talking about the Blues and Roots Festival because, John, this is something that benefits the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, but also your band Together Pittsburgh. That's kind of the hub and what has really kind of re-energized the Blues and Roots Festival.
Well, I got to give Moondog a lot of credit. You know, 5 years ago, I secured the name Band Together Pittsburgh as an LLC, and my idea then was that it would serve as an umbrella organization for musicians and events, which you guys are always part of, that are charitable. And I was telling Moondog about it, and he immediately loved the name. and said, hey, would you be willing to focus on autism and move forward in that regard? And of course, that was about 3 years ago, huh, Moon?
Yeah.
We had our first event, benefit. Yeah. And about a year and a half ago, we met the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, and what a wonderful partnership this has been. Their programming is so immense, and Jesse can tell you about that. We're kind of like the little musical arm of the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But it's been a lot of fun. And for the Blues and Roots Festival, we are partnering in that. We're two separate organizations. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things together, and we do a lot of things apart. But at the festival, we're truly partners, and the net proceeds benefit both organizations.
That's awesome. Jesse, you have a very neat story, because obviously you mentioned to me that you have a brother that has autism, but your family has done many, many, many great things to help those that have somebody on the autism spectrum, and your parents nationwide help the cause.
Well, I would say my parents have. I'm just a struggling newcomer here. I've been the president for the last 2 years, but my dad is still at the office. He still works every bit as hard as he has for the last 50 years. As I told you before, my parents started the Autism Society of America with 70 other parents back in 1965, when the rate of incidence was 1 in 15,000 children. Diagnosed. Mm-hmm. Now it's 1 in 59 have autism. My parents the following year then started the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. Those two organizations are the longest running autism advocacy organization in the United States. My parents, and my mom died in 96, my dad and my mother have been behind every significant piece of autism legislation in the state of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
We should be very proud being in Pennsylvania, because we have some landmark developments, first and foremost of which is the Bureau of Autism Services. It is a statewide, so state-level, autism service. Mm-hmm. We have field offices called ASSERTS. It's an acronym for something. I believe autism's in there somewhere, but don't quote me on the rest of it. But those three local entities are there to help with information and coordination of support services. We, of course, do information referral. We have also been doing programs, including the Speak Summer program. It's an extended school year program that my mom came up with, the first of its kind. It's now in its 38th, 39th year, and it's been modeled by many other people. What they find is that persons on the autism spectrum tend to backslide when they're out of school.
Okay.
So my mom came up with the idea of continuing to stimulate them during the summer months. So for the entire month of July, we have an extended school year program called the Speak Summer Program.
Okay.
We have been trying to help other entities, for example, the Joey Travolta Summer Film Camp, which we underwrite. That was started 4 years ago for higher functioning autistic kids who have an interest in film, either acting or behind the camera, doing the coordination. It's been incredibly successful. We have the Westinghouse STEM Mentoring Program, again for higher functioning autistic kids. We partnered with engineers from Westinghouse to try to assist us in giving these kids an extra bump up. We have a transition program that we work through the Pittsburgh Indoor Sports Arena, PISA. And twice a week, we have individuals from Presley Ridge, from their autism school, come out and learn actual marketable skills.
Okay.
These are just some of the many things that we're doing.
That's amazing.
And as John said, we were thrilled to partner with them, because this was, again, another facet that we hadn't really tapped into.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, because of my brother's developmental disability. He is autistic, but he also has intellectual disability, formerly known as retardation. So our focus had always been on the more severely involved autistic kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we were seeing more and more higher functioning kids that were falling through the cracks. After they get to a certain age, there are no more support services when they hit the age of majority. With John and Moondog, their focus being on music, we saw this as an incredible opportunity to try to help them out in trying to channel these kids into something that they could enjoy, where they just let their hair down. They don't have to worry about people pointing a finger. Everybody that's there just enjoys themselves, the parents and the family members. It's just a relaxing atmosphere, and we couldn't be happier.
And it's amazing to hear the stories of those that are on the autism spectrum and how music stimulates them and has really helped, I think, the cause of just putting them out into the mainstream and knowing that they can function in society.
Absolutely.
And that makes that connection even that much more special.
Yeah. I want to mention also another program that we have, our friend Jim Donovan. Jim Donovan, mm-hmm. Sun King Warriors, mm-hmm. Drum Circles.
Okay.
Wow, you got to stop by one of those. We have one coming up on Monday, July 9th at Steamworks.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot more programming. We finally launched our mobile music lab. You may have seen on Facebook our little trailer. That's filled with musical instruments and a small PA. We want to take the resources that we have out to other locations and schools and so on. So, A lot of fun stuff happening through music, and I know Moondog's going to talk about this. His pet project is developing those on the autism spectrum as DJs, professional DJs.
Okay,
we're investing in all the right equipment. We have two great DJs that have offered their mentorship services and training, and maybe Moon, you can mention a little more about that this time.
Well, I just. So many people that have autism are really interesting and fun characters and love music. Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be a great way for people that maybe couldn't play an instrument or, you know, sing or had stage fright to do something. So I went to a friend of mine who was a DJ, and he told me exactly what to buy. Excuse me. And then I bought the computer with the touch screen and everything, mm-hmm. and then talked my friend into downloading some songs for us. And so we have like 8,000 songs, and we have the virtual DJ thing and everything. And all the equipment is nice and new, and, you know, so we have that beautiful trailer that we got, and then people can hire them to do events for them.
That's
churches or weddings, whatever. I mean,
awesome.
They'll do a great job, too. Yeah.
So and I'm they would excited. Get contact you through Band Together to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, because I get DJ requests all the time.
Yeah.
We're not quite ready yet.
Okay.
We're going to be ready real soon.
Like, mm-hmm. We're ready. Hey, you Close give us enough. The gig, yep. we'll show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's true.
Trust me, we'll be there.
All What's right. nice is we've had DJs that said they would accompany the kids to get this started in the right direction.
Yeah.
So, bandtogetherpgh.org.
Awesome. We're going to play some music and continue our discussions, because we'll talk in depth, too, about the Blues and Roots Music Festival coming up. But, you know, we talk about the musical connection. And, Moondog, you come in with your son, James, this morning. First thing he recognized was the Beatles record hanging on
At
the 16. Wall here. Yeah. Good
At
stuff.
16, yeah.
We have a don't we have a song by the band Spectrum that we can pop in here? Yeah, why don't we do that?
Wonderful.
We'll have a little play of that and come back and visit more as you continue to listen tonight on The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by Bros' Superette. High on the hill and right on the price. They're at the top of South Main Street Hill, right at Rockenstein Avenue. And, you know, they've got some of the best meats around. Deli, meats and cheeses, full line of smoked beef sticks, homemade sides and salads. And that's the key, homemade. You're going to find a lot of great things that you can add to your meal. You can pick up that meal, and you can even stop in for lunch and pick up some great items. And it's all fresh made all the time. It's a true meat market. Bros' Superette, it's a name that's been in this community for many, many years and still going strong. Jim and Shelley work hard every day, except Sundays and Mondays because those are the days off. But Tuesday through Saturday.
Grilling all that good meat.
Well, that's, they take an opportunity to grill some of their own meat. I mean, I don't blame them. It's good stuff. I hit it all the time. And you want to talk about ham loaf, kids, get to Bros' Superette. We're visiting with a whole host of folks here tonight, talking about the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, but also the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, which Jesse Tariski is here, and neat connection to the Butler community where we are based, Jesse, because there was a recent merger involving the Butler locale.
That is correct. The Autism Society of Butler recently merged with the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. Mary Wildman, who started the Autism Society of Butler 16 years ago, now works with us, which has, by combining forces, we've been able to greatly increase our geographical area of influence to include Butler and other areas even further north and west. So Mary comes very experienced. She's a retired 33 and a half year school teacher from Seneca Valley School District. She has an adult age son on the autism spectrum, very severely involved and nonverbal. So she has a lot of understanding and years of experience fighting with the different wraparound services and things like that to make sure that her son was able to get the necessary education and training to help him be as productive as he can possibly be.
That's awesome. If somebody wanted to take a look at some of the services or make a connection, do you folks have a website?
Yes, we have AutismSocietyPGH.org is our website. You can like us on our Facebook. We have a very interactive Facebook page where we post all of our ongoing activities and the things that we're doing, as well as stories and other links of interest and assistance to persons on the spectrum.
Yeah, that's awesome. Of course, speaking of spectrum, we just heard a tune from last year's Blues and Roots Festival.
Mixed by Lee Marks.
How about that?
Recorded and mixed.
And then after that, we saw one of the headliners of the upcoming Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. We heard from Walter Trout. You've got an incredible, incredible lineup, Moondog.
Oh, thanks,
this. And I know this is near and dear to your heart as a fan of music, and in particular, this particular event, to see it come back full strength.
Well, yeah, it's cool. And one of the things now that's really great for me is, believe it or not, I started at a place called Graffiti in 1983. So that's 36 years ago. Wow. So now, like, I know the people and know the music, and I know who fits not only their music, but their personalities and their willingness to give to other people. The local bands that we got are all great people, as well as musicians, but they believe in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Walter Trout is just phenomenal. I just saw a picture. He played with Aerosmith a couple weeks ago. Huh. He was just on my Facebook thing with Ringo Starr. I mean, the guy is a bona fide star, and he's coming to play for us for about half of what he would charge anyone else.
Wow.
Because he believes in what we're doing.
Yeah.
Bernard Allison is the son of Luther Allison. For the, you know, honestly, when I say this, it's $20 for a ticket. It'll be the best $20 you ever spent, and it's going to go for great causes. So I mean, it's a win-win all the way around.
So get those tickets. Tickets are still available.
Oh, absolutely.
For next week's event.
Yep.
And you run all day Saturday, all day Sunday, down at the Sirius Shrine Center. I mean, it's a great opportunity to come out and enjoy some incredible music.
Absolutely. Both days, things get rolling around 1:45 or so.
Okay.
Now, Saturday night, we're going to go to 11 p.m. But Sunday, and we learned this last year, we're going to wrap up by 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and Walter Trout is obviously our our final national act of the event. And, you know, Moondog knows all these guys. And like he said, they've been nothing but wonderful to deal with. And we just can't wait to have them in.
I was hanging with Lee, listening to some of the tracks from last year. He recorded a lot of it. And it was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
The musicianship that was on display that day was incredible.
Well, and, you know, what's nice, Moondog made a decision, unlike festivals in the past, the blues festivals in the past, from a local standpoint, there's no repeating acts.
Okay.
So, you know, there's no hard feelings, but this is a whole new group of local performers, and there'll be a whole new group next year.
Okay.
That way we're able to spread out.
What a showcase.
Yeah, and you guys know how tough it is, because with Band Jam and getting all those acts, and let's face it, they're not doing it for money. You know, no one's going to Band Jam to make money, and no one's coming here to the festival to make. Walter Trout reduced his fee by 50% to help us.
How about that?
So, you know, we want to give local musicians an opportunity to perform.
Hey, and one thing I want to say that's really important, people that have folks in their family on the spectrum, a lot of times in social environments they feel awkward because some people act out. Mm-hmm. They're welcome to come here, and we have a cooling down tent, and there's plenty of room, so we want them to bring everybody and their family. I think it's really important to involve your extended family so they understand that, like, being around someone with autism, I always say the autism is not the boogeyman. You know, they may act a little weird, but so do we all act a little weird, don't we?
Probably
I'll
more
bet
so.
You do
I've
some.
Hung around Bento plenty.
So, you know, like, and it's actually pretty cool when you realize, you know, and that, you know, they're just, they're like us, and they're fun, and they have unique qualities that we need to see. And a lot of times when we look at people with disabilities, we don't realize that we have disabilities too. You do, I do, Jesse does, John does, Utah does.
That's a great point to make, Moot. No doubt about it. You know. So, and of course, when you talk about spectrum, a group of musicians that are out and playing, and they all are on the autism spectrum.
And they're three of the four are on the autism spectrum, and they're jammed up. I mean, they have to say no a lot. They get requested to do a lot of events. A few weeks ago, they played at Market Square in Pittsburgh as a featured artist. And, you know, we just love them, and they're our pride and joy. We want to have more spectrum. So we want to put a call out. Anybody listening to the program that have musicians that are on the spectrum, please contact us at our website, bandtogetherpgh.org. We'd like to have many bands and musicians. Actually, at the festival this year, we have two more young artists on the autism spectrum, Patrick Law, who Utah knows. He's had him open shows, pianist, keyboard player and singer, and Shylin Abram, who's not only on the spectrum, but he's blind.
Wow.
And he's a phenomenal performer. Mm. We're going to do kind of a dueling piano kind of thing with those two, and I think folks are going to be blown away. And they have a special slot, 6 p.m. slot on Saturday night at the festival.
Wow.
So we're going to have young people as MCs at the event that are on the spectrum.
Great.
So we're going to feature, we're going to put our money where our mouth is and feature these folks.
And it's all happening at the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival Saturday of next weekend, July 21st, and Sunday, July 22nd. If you would like to pick up advance tickets, you can do so. You have a website for it. You can hook up with everything right there even. And you'll save a few dollars by buying them pre-sale then at the gate.
Absolutely.
So that's the important aspect of a lot of different festivals. You know, you buy your tickets ahead of time, and you know, you're encouraged to do that because it saves you some money.
The Sirius Shrine Center is an awesome venue as well. That's actually might be a trivia question someday, but where the very first Band Jam was ever held.
That's right.
Back in 2007 or 8 or somewhere back there. But it's an incredible facility. It's just really nice.
So we have two stages. one out in the big lawn area, and then of course the pavilion stage, and which is nice because of potential bad weather, we're going to be undercover.
Big covering.
Best of both worlds, but you're and then you're also continuing music. I mean, it's just going to be a true festival.
Yeah.
So fantastic. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate the fact that you've been able to share this information with us tonight, and that you've been able to do so many facets with just, you know, the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, but making it so very important, and the connection to helping out those on the autism spectrum, and really kind of bringing it to the forefront that, you know, these people, they're just like you and I. They're functioning. They're part of society, and just like us, you know, and they can create some great music, which just makes it that much more better.
Yep.
So appreciate the fact that you came in tonight, and we're going to play a couple more tunes. In fact, why don't we do a couple tunes from a couple of the bands that are going to be there. We've got the Bail Jumpers are going to be part of the local support to the national acts, and Jimbo and the Soup Bones, too.
Yeah.
They're going to
Everybody loves Jimbo. He's the best.
Yeah. And again, if you go to pghbluesrootsfest.com, that's the website.
Yes.
And you can find out more information. Can you buy just a whole weekend deal?
Oh, yeah. Or is a weekend pass at a reduced rate.
Okay.
And the Band Together site that we've mentioned multiple times has tickets on it.
Okay.
So either site will have a ticket link, and you can certainly buy an entire weekend pass and have a significant savings in advance.
Fantastic. Jesse Tariski, great to meet you. Again, give your website again so that anybody out there would want information or find out more, they can do so.
Thank you very much. It would be autismsocietypgh.org.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank
Moondog,
you.
Moondog, good to see you again. James, great to meet you. John Vento, Jesse Tariski, and we continue on. Again, I hope you'll check it out next week. Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. It's all happening at the Siri Shrine Center in Cheswick Saturday and Sunday. And here's a couple of samples right now on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Shout! ago when you forgot your gun. Now you're calling on a cell phone talking about ain't nobody understand. But you got to get down to the real nitty gritty, won't they? Play your head. Just a little bit sooner, you could have got your fix. But now you're banging on my eardrum, ain't nobody hearing what you got to say. Told you once, boy, tell the truth when you tell them what you did today. Monday come two times. Tuesday come twice as slow. Bad days, they on the line when it's time to blow.
Season at Bros's Superette. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken, then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats, and Bros's is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Bros's Superette. Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival, July 21st and 22nd at the Sirius Shrine Center Pavilion in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Water Trout, Bernard Allison, John Nemeth, The Gathering Field, Spectrum, Jimbo and the Soup Bones, The Bale Jumpers, and more. Proceeds from this festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh.
We're all in this together.
For more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show to wrap things up here tonight, this wrap-up segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Once again, thanks to Jesse Moondog and John Vento visiting here tonight with coverage of the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival. It is coming up next weekend in Cheswick, again at the Syria Shrine Center. They have the outdoor and pavilion. It's a beautiful facility. And my goodness, the local bands that are going to be a part of it. I mean, that song by Jimbo and the Soup Bones, and just some fun stuff. And hearing Spectrum play, that was pretty cool. And wow, the legendary Walter Trout, you can catch him this weekend. That'll be worth the price of admission alone. With the, you know, with all of the other groups added in, it's a fantastic effort. So, pretty cool stuff. And also pretty cool stuff. We mentioned earlier, Utah, that Shady Lady Productions has been extremely busy this month with the fair and the band jam, and you've been doing some things in Winfield Township, and also the Noble Hops Band. You guys were part of that recent Butler Beer Fest that they do on top of one of the garages in downtown Butler, and I saw that I was out of town for that weekend, but I saw it was another great weekend.
Yeah, it was super fun to be a part of that again. It was their second year. Packed house again. It was a hot one. It was a very hot one, but everybody had fun, and we got to share the stage with a cool band from the area called Appalachian Doom Gospel, and we're going to get to them here in a minute, but that was a lot of fun. They were just fun to watch and listen to. It was cool to get to share the stage with them.
That's very cool. You know, it's great to see a lot of things happening in downtown Butler, and it's really on the build again. The music has returned to downtown. I even see the Rodfathers are looking at doing a second Cruisapalooza and bringing that to downtown again. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement. And when you talk about beer, I mean, we've got some great local outlets that are producing their own beer, a lot of great restaurants. I see, you know, there's a relationship between one of the breweries and the Chop Shop. Who are avid lunchtime sponsors on the Rock Station. They're going to do a collaboration with their food, and it's just a lot going on with that. And speaking of brews, I mean, obviously, Utah, you've been brewing your own stuff with the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers, who were part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year. And speaking of Cooper's Lake Campground, they've got a big brew fest coming up at the end of August, huh?
Yeah, August 25th is the, I think it might be like the ninth annual Brewers Fest that's going on out here. So, you've ever been interested in learning how to brew beer or just like sampling, it's a cool thing. You can camp the whole weekend and just come talk to people and learn about beer. And I'm hoping that it sounds like the Noble Hops Band might be playing some tunes during that as well. So we're looking forward to that. And of course, you mentioned the music in downtown Butler. We're going to be downtown with our good friends Lions in America on Friday night also. So come down to the downtown stage.
Yeah, it's really cool. They got that stage set up in the lower Main Street parking lot on North Main, and a lot of great sponsorship coming out and helping that. And it's just cool to see a lot of activity. You know, it kind of settled down a little bit over the last few years and has built back up again. And I think that's just a great example of Utah that you can't keep local musicians down. There's just a lot of talent in the neighborhood.
You nailed it, Bob.
Well, hey, again, a thank you to everybody that came out and supported the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, in particular the people that stepped forward business-wise to help out our local music project, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Of course, Shady Lady Productions wouldn't happen without them. Of course, Lamatt Productions, you guys have been kind of sidecars together for a number of years, and all 6 years of the Band Jam. Just a fun weekend for people to come out and enjoy Cooper's Lake Campground and all of the great music. Can't thank everybody enough for the local music support, and by supporting that, you're supporting both of our organizations and the Grassroots Music Show here on Sunday nights.
Yeah, big shout-out to Lee, Matt, Marty, and, of course, you, Bob. You're there all weekend, and what a fun time. I can't wait till next year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one. We're going to leave you with some music, and we'll be back. Hey, we've got some exciting news for next weekend's show. There's a band that is starting a national tour, and they're going to actually emerge out of the Grassroots studio to do that, Utah.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We'll have Sour Mash on the show next week, and they're kicking off a tour.
It's going to be fun stuff, so we'll be back at it again. Let's do a couple of songs before we go, and, well, you were just talking about Appalachian Doom Gospel.
Yep, I said we throw them on. They're song Smooth Talker.
And we'll follow that up. You know, I just recently made a trek for vacation to visit with my nephew out east. And on the drive, I was playing a lot of local music. And this song has been sticking in my head ever since. So we're going to play it tonight because I need to hear it again. Big House Pete in 10 years. And we'll do it again next week on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. Bob in Utah saying goodbye for now.
I didn't know, and I was daydreaming until I saw your face. Won't you come my way?
blink of an eye.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Ah, summertime. No better time to test drive that new car you've had your eye on at Honda North. And we've got the hot summertime deals you're looking for during the Reach the Beach sales event. Just in time for your summer vacation. Hurry in today. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. Pool, don't forget to bring some rock. The Rock Station 97.7.
the pain, all the faces and the places, all the trouble that it seems. There was a time.